Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Bears have been in the news recently. A black bear, or perhaps more than one, has been observed in the Turtle Mountains. A video recording of one episode even ran on one of the region's television stations. Black bears in the region are not particularly unusual. They're periodically observed in the Turtle Mountains and other areas of North Dakota, particularly along the northeastern part of the state and the Red River Valley. Most of these bears are thought to have wandered into the state from adjacent Minnesota or perhaps Manitoba. Art Bailey, in his A Biological Survey of North Dakota from 1926, noted that black bears historically ranged over all of North Dakota. They're probably most abundant in the Red River Valley, and also abundant in the Turtle Mountains, Pemmida Hills, and along wooded streams in the eastern part of the state. Bailey quotes Alexander Henry's journal from near the mouth of the Park River in 1800, and I quote here, "Bears make prodigious ravages in the brush and the willows. The plum trees are torn to pieces, and every tree that bears fruit has the shared same fate. The tops of the oak trees are also very roughly handled, broken, and torn down to get to the acorns. The havoc they commit is astonishing. Their dung lies about in the woods, as plentiful as that of the buffalo in the meadow." End of quote. Bailey also notes that Henry took in 906 skins over an 8-year period, likely 1800 to 1808, with locations in the Red River, Park River, near Grand Forks, Pemmida Hills, and along the Turtle River and elsewhere. Bailey also noted that in the early 1900, bears were reported in the Turtle Mountains and Pemmida Hills, Red River Valley, near Grafton, Drayton, and the Devil's Lake area. By the time of his writing in 1926, there were still a few in the Turtle Mountains, Pemmida Hills, and the Red River Valley. It's safe to say there'll be more bear sightings in the future. As for a resident population, well, time will tell. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.